This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What's going on out there? We're live. We're in studio right now. I know it's crazy. Yeah, we're essential. That's what they say. So we're doing this. But, you know, it's interesting because for many of us, we're experiencing this complete change in our life. For some of us, we're not experiencing much of any change. It's just there's not any traffic and there's no lines at anything. I went to the grocery store a couple of days ago on a break from work. I've never seen this before. Like, literally, I got there. There was no traffic to get there first. Second of all, when I got there, I realized there was a line around the side of the grocery store, and you had to wait 6 feet away from everybody, and then they would tell you when you could go in. And it was interesting because there was extremes of personalities, right? There were folks over there with, like, the gloves on, the face mask on, the eye gear on, the hat on. I mean, like, they were, like, they were covered to bare. I didn't see any skin whatsoever, nothing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it covered more than a burqa. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And then you see the extreme other side where you got the dudes with, like, the shorts and the flip-flops and the kind of the T-shirts on. There was one guy that was just, you know, he had a bunch of bags of grapes, and he's just eating the grapes right out of the bag, not washing them, on the phone, talking about how he's at the grocery store, you know, kicked off one of the flip-flops, almost lost it, had to go get it. I'm just like, okay, that's extreme. And then you saw all the other people kind of in the middle. Like, some were a little fearful. Some were like, oh, my God, I might get this from somebody. People were staying far away. Other people were running into each other, trying not to hit other people. It was really hysterical. However, I got out of there as quick as I possibly could and washed my hands, right? So it's been an interesting time. You know, this COVID-19, the shelter in place. You know, many of you are working. Some of you aren't. We have all the stuff on the news, the media, the economy is falling apart, all the issues that are looming. A lot of stuff happening all at one time, all around the world. All of us are experiencing it, and it's getting to be a lot. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, if it's not the president talking every single night, you got all these other people talking, you got all this other information. What's real? What's not? Where are we at? And how do we take all this information in? There is one really cool thing happening tonight, so I want to share that with y'all. I did post it on my Facebook page. I will be posting it all over. There's Earth Hour 2020. Earth Hour 2020. You want to check that out at a certain time of night. I think it's 8:30. It would be 8:30 Central Standard Time. You know, configure that in your area. You know, various time zones. But you'll be turning off your lights, and we're going to be able to allow the stars to create its own light patterns and stuff. You know, we have a lot of light pollution. Obviously, our environment, Mother Earth, needs help right now. And I'll tell you one thing. Out of everything that's happening, I think Mother Earth's doing a little better right now. I mean, you know, there's like millions and millions of cars off the road. Not that that's good or bad. But at the same time, there's a lot of things cleaning up. The only thing that I find as a problem is we got all these folks, we're all going and we're ordering food at these restaurants to try to keep them open, and all the stuff that they're using is this really thick plastic stuff, styrofoam and all that. So that's the real problem. That's not going to help us. All this single-use plastic, really bad. Really, really, really bad. Okay, so we've got to figure that out too. So even though we're in this situation, we need to start thinking about Mother Earth as well, because we have no planet. I don't really know what we're going to do. I think all this other stuff is just superfluous, you know. It's about clean water. It's about having a planet. It's all that stuff that's really important. That kind of takes, I think, the consideration over that. I want to thank Liz London. Liz, thank you so much. Liz and her two, one of her companies and her organization, you got Art for Your Cause, artforyourcause.com. Is a great organization that connects the artists with the charities, where artists can actually put their work online. They can have their own portfolio and stuff, and they can actually sell their work, make a profit, and also you can give money to the charity of your cause too, because there's millions of charities on that website, artforyourcause.com. Also, check out createyourcause.org, createyourcause.org. So everybody, I'm sure, out there right now has a cause. It's time to really think about what matters to you, and if you have a cause and you want to raise money and you want to raise awareness, awareness to it, go to createyourcause.org and check that out. I want to thank Reggie Harvey. Thank you, Reggie Harvey, so much for being an amazing participant in the show. He'll be back next week. Liz London will be on live next week as well, and Reggie is, he will be calling in. We're going to keep him safe and sound. As you know, Reggie is awaiting a transplant. And so in the situation with the coronavirus and COVID-19, it's not the right time to bring him up to the studio. But he will be on phone, which is just the same, live from his living room. So we'll be talking to him. He's the author of Anatomy of a Patient, which basically chronologizes the entire situation of finding out the situation that he was having these health issues, process of almost dying, rehabilitating himself, going through all these changes, and then actually figuring out how to maintain, feel good about it, keep a really, he has a really amazing positive attitude, and to stay as healthy as he can while awaiting this. So he is definitely a role model for us all. Go on and check out the Connection app, theconnectionapp.com. Arnold Smith Corporation, very cool company where, you know, you're basically connecting people with people. I mean, that's what we need to do here, people with people, guys, because you know what? Life's too short, you know? We got so much going on. We want to connect our relationships and our families, and it's extremely important. So go check out the Connection app. You can just go on and put that in Google, put the Connection app in, and you can find where you can go download it on Google Apps or Apple or an Apple app as well. So that's pretty cool. Later on in the hour, don't miss, Dan Nelson will be on live. Dan Nelson. Dan is our historian, our Live Your True Life historian. Great stuff here. We're going to be talking about an artifact, an heirloom, a family heirloom that actually connects the Continental Congress and connects the assassination of President Lincoln. So it's going to be very interesting. You know, history repeats itself, and right now we're all going through a new thing. But, you know, when you talk to some of your elders, they talked about, you know, all kinds of different things. You go back to the Spanish flu, all this stuff. It, you know, there's a lot of things that are connecting. You know, some people would say go back to the Great Depression. There's a lot of things that are happening. So history does repeat itself, and that's why we want to talk about history on this show. When you forget history, you forget where you came from. When we forget history, we forget what we've been through. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to do that, right? It's like telling your grandmother or grandfather to shut up because you're not going to learn anything from them. That's just obviously not correct. So today we're really going to focus on these unprecedented times, and how do you see yourself within this new situation? How do you see yourself within this new situation? How do you do it? How do you see yourself? Has your concept of self changed? And I know that many of you say, well, you know what? I really haven't thought about that. I really haven't thought about the fact that, yes, I do feel like my life has changed. I do feel like I'm making changes in my identity. How does your definition of yourself change? And I want to offer you a couple of thoughts just to begin with, right? Many of us define ourselves by our work, okay? We define ourselves by our work. And when we don't work and we're not able to work right now, how do we deal with that and the change in our definition, right? Many of us are workaholics. What do you do right now when you're at home? You're sheltered at home. You have four children that you're having to homeschool now. You found out things about your wife or husband that you never even knew because you never asked. Y'all been married for 15 years, for God's sake. But you know what? You're figuring out certain things that you didn't know. You're realizing that you have a bit of a temper, and you're realizing that it's really tough to deal with all these kids 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're learning a lot about ourselves and our abilities, okay? We're being pushed. And if we define ourselves based on our work and we're not able to work, that can make us feel a little unsteady. Okay? We can feel unsteady. We can feel overwhelmed. We can feel like our reality is you keep saying, and I've said it myself, and I keep saying it too, that I feel like we're living in a movie. I really do feel like we're in this like sci-fi film, and we're in this movie. I mean, like being in the grocery store with all these different types of people and the different fear levels of everybody was very interesting. You know, it was surreal as I'm getting my as I'm getting, like, my candy corn out of the dispenser, and I'm, like, looking around, and there's nobody there. Yes, I'm still eating this candy corn. I get it. But I had to have some sort of candy, for God's sakes, okay? Get off my back. But anyway, you know, so we got to do what we got to do. But it was very interesting about how everything's just a little different, okay? Everything's just a little, well, off. And how are you defining yourself? You know, a lot of us have our alone time, and we're not getting that right now, right? I've had some friends that literally say that they've walked the dog 8 times in a day, and the dog's over there hiding because they don't want to walk anymore. They're tired of this. Like, go to work. Go away. Tired of it. I used to have this house to myself. I'm really disappointed that these humans are here. But, you know, I know that we're having to make changes and sacrifices. One of the biggest things that I want to extend to folks, though, is to get a little prepared. I know that many of us have been in self-quarantine, some longer than others. I've had friends that have been in for weeks now. I've had clients that have been in for weeks in New York, in California. I've even had friends that were in China that went through the quarantine for quite some time. And so I just want you to begin to pace yourself. Pacing yourself is so important. Okay, because if we can't pace ourselves, we're going to blow out that flip-flop pretty quick. And one of the things that I find that we might do that with is having a short fuse. Okay, having a short fuse, being stressed out, being overwhelmed. I've had some clients tell me that the kids were doing some work for school and they didn't even know what to do. They were like, I'm not really good at math. I don't even know how to tell my kid how to do this. I don't even understand. I'm over there trying to study myself, and I'm overwhelmed, and I'm realizing that I'm having issues too because I don't know how to do geometry. I don't know this stuff, and I get it, and it can be stressful. Okay, one of the things that I'd advise in that situation, go to YouTube. Have your kids start looking it up, try to figure out their answers to their problems. You don't have to be the one that goes, I don't know. Just go, you know what, let's look on YouTube, or let's see if we have some sort of alternate ability for you to learn on your own. I want you to take some time out for yourself, too. No matter how short it is, we all need some time for decompression. And I know that that's good for a lot of us who are essential businesses, and I get it. If you are not deemed an essential business, I get it. Everybody's essential, so let's not define by that. Every single individual is essential, but you need to get some time away from the house, if that's okay, by walking. If it's out, going and cleaning out your car, okay, in the front, in the driveway. I don't care what it is, but come up with something that you can get some solitude where you don't have the kids yelling, screaming, husband, wife asking you questions, and the list goes on. So how has your definition of self changed? Because I know it has. Because I'm starting to realize that I feel the same as I did a couple of days ago or a week ago or 2 weeks ago, but I'm realizing that there are certain things that I have probably taken for granted. I realize that there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing, like I'm working long hours and I'm not really thinking about all the relationships that I need to be working on and cultivating and growing. And there's a lot of things there too. And it's kind of coming, you know, full circle because of the situation we're in and the fear and the realizing that a lot of us are taking things for granted. And it's something that we really do need to think about. When I return, I'm going to be talking about, how has your importance changed? What are some things in your life that are more important now than they were before, or vice versa? What are not important things? What have really gone by the wayside that you've decided spent a lot of times doing this, and it's really not that interesting, or it's not at the top of my list, or I need to change my priorities? It's about getting your priorities straight. So when we return, we'll be talking about that later in the hour. Dan Nelson will be joining us. Just stay with us. We got some answers. We got more answers than we have questions for you, and so that should be very helpful, since the media is generating more questions every single moment of every single day. So stay tuned. We are here for answers. Live your true life perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. Be back. 2 shakes. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, is it something that I have to do? Yes, but I'm realizing that I need to prioritize a little different. And that priority is really important. You know, it's interesting. It's like you really prioritize things like our health. Like one of the things that I've realized is, and I think I speak for everybody right now, nobody wants to get COVID-19. And anybody that gets it, you want them to recover. We don't want people dying from this. This is real, right? Okay, that's the basis of this whole reality. We can sit there and look at all the other issues, and the other issues are big. But I think that's a big deal. I think respecting folks, I think caring about people, doing the right thing, staying healthy is part of what we need to. Now, if we don't, if we are unable to stay healthy and we do get sick, I think that there's a lot of different cultures in America and in the world that feel bad about it. They do, like there's something wrong with them, and that's just not the case. You could just touch something that the disease was on and you can get it. It's not about how you're bad or good or you're a horrible person. It just happened. And I think there's a lot of folks that are walking around that are feeling really scared that they don't want to get it. You know, I even got some calls from some people yesterday saying that, you know, people said if you do get it, just stay at home and don't tell anybody that you got it. Don't tell anybody. Okay, and it's like, you know, I think we have to get together and unite. And the fact that somebody gets sick does not say anything about their character, okay? So let's think about that. And so I think the first and foremost is we want people to live, right? That's our first priority. And I think then the second thing starts getting interesting. The economy and the working ability, right? We all want to be able to make money and support our family and pay our bills, right? That's the second part of the thing. And so we have all these different lawmakers trying to figure out what they're going to do to make that happen as well. We got people talking about how, you know, the elderly just need to stay home and stay away and quarantine themselves, and they need to stay alive, and so other people can go to work. And then other people are saying that's rude and that's horrible, and that's a bad way of looking at part of our culture, and we need to all band around everybody, and we need to do what we have to do to stop this virus and to kick its butt. But I think that you have to look at all sides of that, because people do, the more stressed out somebody gets, the more unhealthier they are, the more apt that they are to get ill. And I think that's something that we all have to look at as well. I mean, thinking about it, is that we all have to stay well, but that stress level can do that to us. Okay, so that's another thing, is how do we financially take care of our family through this crisis of a time? That's a big deal. How do we do that? And a lot of us are frustrated. There's many of you out there that are like, you know, apparently they don't deem me as essential. What do I do now? And that's scary. And I think everybody wants to get back to work, and everybody wants the economy to get back on the roll as soon as possible. But at the same time, we got to figure out what's happening here, okay? And I think that it's going to take about another week to really see where we're at. And that's something that a lot of us are a little overwhelmed about, but I think that it's going to take that time. And, you know, what's interesting, too, is that I think a lot of people who didn't like going to work or didn't like their work is really loving their work right now and really wishes they were there. And so there's different things that we are balancing and valuing and what is important to us. I think another thing that I want to ask you, too, is have you decided to make any changes in your life based on this situation? I've had clients that have stopped smoking cigarettes. I've had clients that have stopped drinking. I've had friends that have stopped drinking. And so there's all these different variations of things that are happening. I got a text earlier today from a very good friend of mine that said that, you know, he had said that he's decided he's not going to drink alcohol anymore, and he's not going to drink coffee anymore. And that's awesome. That's great. I think that's awesome. But, you know, a lot of us need to figure out what is it that we want to get rid of. What are some of these bad habits, or some of these habits that are getting in the way, or some of these things that are making us unhealthy? Is there something we can stop? What about a toxic relationship cycle? I just did a video in studio before coming to this studio about not going back into the toxic relationship dynamic, because what happens when we get lonely, shelter in place, don't have anybody around, nothing like picking up that phone and calling the ex and going right back in into that really unhealthy, non-healthy, non-functioning relationship. And that's something that we don't want to do as well. So we need to get our priorities straight. Stay tuned when we return. Dan Nelson is joining me later, as well as I'll be talking about changes that you want to make in your life and things you can do during this time that you haven't had time to do before. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen, so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing...
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form.
that Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the situation we're in right now. Unprecedented times. Holy hand grenade Superman. Where's the Tylenol or something stronger, right? You know, it's interesting because here we are. We're in a situation that's unprecedented, a situation that none of us have ever experienced in our life. And we're trying to make sense out of it all. And it's very stressful, and it's very fearful, and there's a lot of things going on. We want to save people's lives. We don't want to get sick. We don't want other people to get sick. But at the same time, we want to figure out how to get back on track and live the life that we were living before. I don't think we're going to ever go back to the way we were before. At least something's going to change. And I think our priorities are what's really changing. I think some of us are seeing our priorities and we're realizing that they've been a little off. Some of us are realizing that there's a lot of things that need to be changed. We're also realizing there's a lot of stuff maybe you didn't know about some of your family members. I really didn't know all this was happening. And now that I'm self-quarantined with the rest of my family and we're all sitting in the room together on top of each other, I'm starting to realize a lot of things I didn't realize before. Right before the break, I was talking about eliminating something from your life that's not working. What if it's a toxic relationship? Many of you have gone back to the ex. After the sixth day of shelter in place, you picked up the phone and you called the ex. There's a reason why they're your ex. It wasn't working. Very unhealthy. unhealthy cycles and patterns. And we go back to this. I just shot a video of this before we went to this studio. We were at the other studio. That'll be out on YouTube in a few days, actually. Check out the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube. Just put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find my channel. Please subscribe. We have about 30,000 plus folks on there. Good community. And I put up video content at least once, if not twice a week. So put some good videos up about COVID-19, how to deal with it, how to thrive, how to deal with shelter in place, that sort of thing. All the stuff that's necessary right now, but we're going to be talking more about toxic relationships here this week and going to trauma bonds as well. But, you know, what are some of the things that you can eliminate? Or what is one thing better yet? Okay, I've had a client one time, and I remember like it was yesterday. They said, I want to quit drinking. I want to quit smoking. I want to end this relationship. And there was one other thing, too. Like, I want to start going to church. Like, don't set yourself up for failure, guys. Okay? So what I'm saying is, like, if you want to do one thing, do it. Figure out how to do it. Like, stopping smoking right now, perfect time to do it. Yes, is it a stressful time? Sure. But, I mean, there's no time like the present. We can sit there and talk about, well, it'd be great to still do it on June 1st. Or maybe I'll do it on my birthday. Or how about New Year's Eve or whatever. There's no reason to wait. I had a friend of mine that contacted, like I told you, that they quit drinking. They said, you know what, I've decided that I'm going to quit drinking. I've had clients that have said the same thing, and they've quit drinking, and they've gone through, you know, some withdrawal and some headache and what have you, but they're feeling a lot better. And so what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I would love you to look back at this time and place and say, man, that was a really good time and place for me in the fact that I was able to overcome something that held me back. I was able to overcome something that really held me back. I was able to overcome something that had had its, you know, its claws in me for a long time. And I took that time, and instead of getting down and depressed and overwhelmed and fearful, I took that time to really prioritize my life. And I'm not saying that everybody's going to do something like quit drinking or get rid of a vice, but try. Why not? I mean, why not make this time a memorable, positive time instead of an overly negative time? And I think that when we actually do something to better ourselves, that's when we can actually change the trajectory of our feelings and emotions in this situation, because we become powerful. Okay, we become powerful. And I'm not saying it's all going to take immediately. It's not going to be like, oh, this was perfect. It was easy breezy, Ashley. I quit smoking. I threw the pack of cigarettes down. I threw it in the trash. I never wanted another one. I don't know if that's going to happen for you, but I know that you can work on it. And there's things you can do. And you know, you can still go to the grocery store. You know, you can still go to Target. You can still go online to order if you want, you know, a gum, you know, that kind of thing to get over it, or various other stop smoking techniques. If it's drinking, you know, minimizing your drinking. I know that a lot of folks are going the opposite, right? We're drinking like crazy. We're drinking like there is no tomorrow. And I know that that can be fun in the moment, but you're waking up feeling stressed out even more, because I know that a lot of adults, one of the back end experiences that you have when you overdrink and consistently overdrink is stress and anxiety the morning after. Doomsday, overwhelming stress, anxiety, fear. We don't need any extra anxiety, fear. I know that at the time having those whatever how many glasses of wine was okay, but why do we want to have those bad situations on the back end? Because that's an unhealthy cycle that puts us in the trajectory of fear and future thinking down the negative road, feeling powerless, and God, I just hope this gets over with sooner than later. And I don't know the timeline for you. I mean, I have some guesses, and you know, maybe I'll go to Vegas with those guesses. I can't leave. I'd have to actually call someone to do that, and the casinos are closed, so that's not going to help. So I'm not going to be able to like put a bet on that. But if I was, I have some ideas. But I'm not going to put those out today on the show, because I don't think we want to think and speculate about exact day this is going to be over. I think we need to be doing what we can to be mindful in the moment and use each day adequately instead of pushing our living down 2, 3, 4 weeks. Weeks from now. So anyway, right now, you know, history is such a big part. I'm going to be talking more about what we're talking about, so stay tuned, okay? I'm not leaving you hanging on this subject. But I like to talk about history, and history's fun. And many of us enjoy reading a good history book. Some of you are probably watching all kinds of documentaries. World War One, World War Two. You're watching all kinds of documentaries right now because you have all this time, okay? But let's talk about history. And so joining me right now here on Live Your True Life Perspectives, Dan Nelson. Dan is a genealogist. He's our genealogist, our historian for Live Your True Life Perspectives. He has DanSestersGenealogy.com. You can check it out. Dan Sesters, it's Dan, like ancestors, DanSestersGenealogy.com. And it's really great because he actually goes back and checks out your entire family history, your entire family tree. You can learn a lot about yourself. You can learn about a lot about your family. And I think one of the things is that we all kind of want this information, but do you know how hard and tedious it is to get all that stuff together? And Dan actually puts that together in an amazing, like, old-school leather book that you can have and you can give from generation to generation. Dan, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, Ashley. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. And, you know, history does repeat itself. And you have a very interesting historical story for us about a family heirloom that actually involves the Continental Congress and the assassination of President Lincoln. How does that happen?
Well, it is quite a range of times between those two events. But, yeah, this family heirloom sort of traveled between those two time frames and is still part of the world today. So, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. Hopefully, sometimes going back to the past in history could be comforting versus, you know, being the constant news feed we have today. So this story is in my own family, and it involves back in 2010, I found out that my great-grandmother's 98-year-old cousin, Virginia Smither, was still alive in Enid, Oklahoma. And, of course, what was amazing to me is my great-grandmother had passed away some 40 years ago at the age of 91. So you don't think of somebody that passed away 40 years ago at age 91 still having a cousin here on Earth. But it turns out she was still alive, and our common ancestor was my great-great-great-grandfather, William Papa Smitha. I'll use a little Mississippi accent here, but he had 14 children by three different wives, and William Hoppe Smitha was a prosperous planter, merchant, judge, and citizen of Oxford, Mississippi. So that's all the Northern Mississippi accent attempt you're going to get from me, but we'll talk about him in future sessions. So in 2011, I visited Virginia there in Enid, and she shared with me this fascinating story of a silver teapot that had been handed down from her grandmother Smither's side of the family to the youngest granddaughter of each generation. So Virginia was the youngest granddaughter of William Harper Smither, and she since passed it on to her great-granddaughter, Emily, who lives there in Enid. So this silver teapot has traveled through many youngest granddaughters. Virginia passed away in 2012 at age 100, but the legacy continues. So what she told me about this silver teapot, because it's one thing to have something get passed down in your family, but she said it was used in Independence Hall in Philadelphia while the Continental Congress was in session. Wow. And it had belonged to the Thompson family. And we'll talk more about the Thompson family in later segments. But I thought it was sort of interesting. You know, I'd really never given a thought before this, that there was a silver teapot in Independence Hall, because if you put on your U.S. history hat and think back to the Boston Tea Party. Well, with the Boston Tea Party, we rejected tea as a symbol of British suppression, taxes, culture. I mean, drinking tea was, you know, borderline treasonous at that point. And you know, you were just talking about earlier how things suddenly changed. Well, suddenly being a colonial American, tea, which was your favorite beverage, was no longer allowed to be your favorite beverage. So think about whatever yours might be today, losing that. So what they did, because, of course, they couldn't just switch to alcoholic drinks, that'd be sober occasionally, they switched to coffee and chocolate. And just before the Revolution, just to give you an idea, 2 million pounds of cocoa were imported into New England. So what about a couple of the founding fathers? So you had Thomas Jefferson. He is quoted as saying, by getting chocolate good in quality and cheap in price, the superiority of the article both for health and nourishment will soon give it the same preference over tea and coffee in America, which it has in Spain. So apparently Spain had already gone through this. They were probably in a war with Britain at the time or whatever. So, okay, we know Thomas Jefferson was on Team Chocolate, but what about John Adams? Well, he fell under the spell of coffee, and he wrote a letter to his wife. "Madam," said I to Mrs. Houston, "is it lawful for a weary traveler to refresh himself with a dish of tea provided it has been honestly smuggled or paid no duties?" And she responded, "No, sir," said she, "we have all renounced all tea in this place. I can't make tea, but I will make you coffee." Accordingly, I have drank coffee every afternoon since and have borne it very well. Tea must be universally renounced. I must be weaned, and the sooner the better. So that's the story about a couple of future U.S. presidents got off of the tea fix and switched over to coffee and chocolate.
Well, I definitely like coffee. I mean, I'm a tea person, but I actually prefer coffee and chocolate, so I'm not sure if it was a bad thing.
Yeah, well, now you know how coffee became so popular and chocolate behind it. If it hadn't been for, I guess if the British had said, "Hey, we're not going to tax the tea, it's cool, you need some extra," we'd all still be drinking tea. But the next thing I went and did is I sort of thought, well, let me see if I can find evidence of this silver teapot in the Independence Hall. So you go and look at all the paintings that were done of the Continental Congress in session, and it had been so great if there had been a silver teapot, you know, sitting on Ben Franklin's desk, and he's pouring tea into, you know, Thomas Jefferson's cup. But now no such picture. So I reached out to the curators at Independence Hall, figured they'd know of anybody. So their response was, there's not a teapot in the assembly room today, but they do have one in the governor's council chamber. And they said that actually there would have been no refreshments allowed in the assembly room at the time. That would have been highly inappropriate. It was a formal session. Those sessions were usually short, but they would have broken out to separate rooms to do the work, which was mostly done in committee. And certainly those rooms had refreshments, including the governor's council chamber, which had the silver teapot. So if somehow in your head you thought there was a Coke machine in the lobby of Independence Hall, no, there was not. So, you know, it's interesting how you tie this to recent times, because we all, until the coronavirus showed up, we were all talking about impeachment. And during those episodes, they were saying how they weren't serving refreshments to the senators. And they were saying that that's why some of the senators were sleepyhead. So I guess, you know, things don't change that much. So just to finish up a little bit more here on the investigation, my second cousin Amy, she tracked down the meanings of the markings on the silver, and the markings indicated that it was sterling silver imported from London, and that it was manufactured in Newcastle, England, between 1770 and 1771. And we know, because there was no duty stamp, it was brought to America before 1790. So the time frame of the silver perfectly matches the time frame of the meeting of the Continental Congress at Independence Hall. So we're still on track with this potentially being a true story. So in the next segment, I'm going to talk about what we found out about the Thompson family that owned this silver teapot and passed it into my Smither family.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about that. This is very interesting. So I look forward. I can't wait to have you back next week so we can talk about that. It's so cool that this has actually gone through all that time and it has actually been through all that historical importance.
Yeah, it is amazing, and it's a fascinating story, and there's even better stuff in future segments, so something to look forward to.
Well, I can't wait. We'll definitely see you next week, and you can go to DanCestersGenealogy.com and learn more about Dan. You can also go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on that radio show page, just kind of scroll down, you'll see Dan Sesters Genealogy. Just click right through that, and you can learn all about Dan Nelson, his work, and how he can bring your family history together to really be amazing, to really tell the tale, so that you can share this with family and friends and be able to have that connection, because as we know, one of our priorities now is family. Family is more important than ever as we go through this process of spending time with your family, being able to be there, being mindful, being in the moment. When we return, we're talking about what you can do to make this time at shelter at home not so bad and be memorable in a positive way. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What a show. We've been live here in studio, live. The building's pretty much on lockdown. Our producer and board operator had to come and let us in the door. Okay, so that's how much lockdown we're on. She went all the way down there, and it's quite a bit of work. You know, 10 floors down and do all that. She didn't walk it all the way down, but we had to do it. But we're having to make sacrifices to do what we need to do to get the word out, to get the information out, so that you can get some solace and some peace here, because it's not all about bombarding you with fear-based media. It's about helping you out as well. So, you know, in the last segment, I just want to take a moment to say, hey, you know, it's all about being mindful in the moment and doing what we need to do right now to do what's right for us. We are limited, and there are things that we can and can't do right now. Some of us are considered essential. Some of us aren't, even though all of us are essential. So, you know, let's not confuse that. But what can we do during this time, no matter how long or how short it is? What can we do that we can do one thing to make changes in our life right now that could impact the rest of our life, that we can look back at this time and say, hey, I challenged myself to do this one thing, and I feel really, really good about it, and I did it during the time of the shelter in place, and I did it in the time when I felt very small and kind of overwhelmed like the rest of the world feels right now. And I think this is what we need to really be participating in. This is the connection, right? What is it that you can do? What is the thing that you can do? What can you do? You know, many people have chosen to quit something that's getting in their way. Gambling, smoking, drinking, whatever it is. People have been working on that to slow it down and to stop it. Some people have chosen to realize that it's time for them to learn about themselves. That they keep going into these cycle, toxic relationship patterns, it's not working. They don't want to be alone for the rest of their life. They don't want to not know who they are. They want to know why they got there. It's a big thing. We just created a new website, the10daychallenge.com. So just go to the, and then the number 10, the10daychallenge.com, the10daychallenge.com. Go there, check it out. It's our new website. Really cool. We're actually working, put up a 10-series video module series on how to live your true life and how to overcome those toxic relationships and get out of that repetitiveness of having distractions and having someone in your life who is completely overwhelming and toxic, and then you don't work on yourself because you're dealing with that scenario all the time. Toxic relationships is a symptom of not being in a healthy dynamic. It's a symptom of not dealing with our personal stuff that we've had since childhood. It's a symptom of not dealing with our codependent issues. There's a symptom of not having a full-fledged identity. In order to have our full-fledged identity, we have to know everything about ourselves, more than we know about anybody else. And it's very powerful when you get there. So check out the 10, the number... And hey, if you screw up, it's okay. Just get back in the groove. You know, it's okay. If you want to quit smoking and you accidentally smoked a cigarette, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. It's not about guilt. Guilting and shaming yourself never got us anywhere, okay? So challenge yourself. What is one thing you want to do? Some of you might need to get organized. I mean, maybe your whole life is kind of unorganized, your house, your car, everything. This might be a good time to do something that's the opposite of your wheelhouse, right? I know that I had to get into that organizing bug, and it was really hard for me because I'm one of those people, I like everything kind of everywhere, and it really doesn't bother me. But I actually started organizing, and it's really not that bad. You can actually find everything you want, like, all the time. It's crazy. It's like you don't need that extra 45 minutes to find everything. Like, all of a sudden, it's all right there where it's supposed to be at. Everything's organized and clean. It's amazing. I can't believe it took me this long to figure it out, but it certainly is good. So maybe getting organized. Maybe it's also becoming mindful. And instead of looking and saying, God, how many more days do I have to do this with this family? They're taking my will to live. Instead of doing that, maybe being mindful in the moment and actually spending time and kind of breathing, kind of calming down, but actually realizing this is a time that you can spend with your family. You might not get this much time again. Who knows? I have a funny feeling that once this is over with, people are going to be like, they're going to be running 100 miles a minute. They're going to go. I mean, like, we thought that the world was fast before. I think it's going to get crazy on the back end of this. People are going to be wanting to do things that they couldn't do. They were pent up. They're wanting to do this. I mean, I've already seen people saying they're going to travel to 9 different places once they get out of this quarantine. So take the time that you want to right now. Get to know your family. Really spend time with your kids. Hey, if they're annoying, take a break. Get out there. Walk the dog for the 9th time. But in the process, do something that changes the trajectory of this into a positive. We will be back here live next week as well. So don't miss it. We'll be back live. Dan will be back live. Liz will be joining us by phone. Reggie will be joining us by phone. We got a lot more to talk about because this isn't going away anytime soon. And we're here for you. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. CreateYourCause.org started with a passion. A passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you, who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding. And we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.